You have the small ones about that size?
We don't, but then lots of folks give us some their little tomatoes and all. Wife Camden puts them up. A lot of them grow them around through this section of the country here and all.
You know if they have a name, those small ones?
Yeah. Let's see, what do they call them things? I forget now what the name is that they go by.
Have you ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That used to be a common name for them, what they call them, Tommy Toes tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But then now, and lots of them around on our routes got them and all, and they give them to them. They're pretty heavy bear. There's a lot of them grow on the vine. And they get them and lots of them use them and lots of them don't. They just let them go there. They think they're getting a big tomato vine when they set it out, and it proves to be them little old tomatoes tonight. And they don't use them. They don't cook them. They just let them stay there and rot and all. A lot of them pick them, and they give my wife quite a few of them, and she cans them. We make soup out of them in the winter months and all like that, tomato soup.
Do you have this red-colored, kind of hard root vegetable, kind of hot when you bite into it? Some people call it horse.
Yeah. I used to, but I don't know of any now at all.
Grow radish around here?
Radishes? Very few. Once in a great while, you'll see a store advertise homegrown radishes, something like that. But all the stuff comes from the valley and from California. No homegrown vegetables here to speak of.
What about this vegetable that'll make your eyes water if you try to peel it?
Onions.
Do you have the type with the stalk to it? Kind of small onion and it has a stalk on it?
It has a what?
Has a stalk to it. A stalk.
Stalk?
Uh-huh. Kind of a small onion. You can eat the onion and part of the stalk too. Call them green onions. You ever heard of that?
Green onion?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There's a lot of that homegrown here and all. The garden and all got more than they can use. It's got to be used up and all, and they'll get them and put them in little bunches and sell them to the store. And the store will advertise them homegrown, you know. 2 for $25, something like that. Be 4 or 5 of them wrapped up in a little bunch, tied, you know. But then we used to, when I was on the farm and raised them and all, we'd take the blades, the onion blades, cut the onion off from there and take the onion blades and cut them up and put them in a skillet with some grease and fry them and eat them. They're good. We do that right now here at different times.
What are some of the leafy vegetables that you grow around here?
The what?
Leafy vegetables.
meaty vegetable.
Leafy.
Leafy?
Yes, sir.
Cabbage?
Growing in
turnips?
Uh-huh.
Turnips be, I guess, the most leafy one that's grown around here. There's not much homegrown cabbage, but it might be turnips.